got some treats for you. Oh, here, kitty, kitty. You can't find this taste in the zoo. Oh, here, kitty, kitty. Oh, Mama Carol, she sure loves you. Oh, here, kitty, kitty. Oh, Mama made this for you.
Welcome to Flesh Wound Radio. That was Here, Kitty, Kitty by Joe Exotic, which, of course, we are talking about tonight. I totally forgot. I was going to say hello, cunts and kittens. I was going to be really clever, but, you know, Todd screwed it up, as always. But anyway, gentlemen, how goes it? And our special guest tonight, I will let you introduce yourself first.
My name is Rayan Belcher. You might know me from Wednesday 13, Bourbon Crow. Have a film out, some solo music out. I'm just a ridiculously stupid artist. And my friend Lincoln will confirm that. And so I'm here hanging out. I want to talk about the Tiger King and all the good stuff going on.
Awesome. He must know you well, Pugs, because I don't even use your birth name.
My slave name?
I was going to say.
I love that dude, Rand. He's the best. The best.
Wow. Oh, okay.
That's ridiculous. But you guys, here's what's the best thing about Lincoln is everybody plays the meme game, right? Mm. And even in the most darkest of times, the most racist, dark, self-incriminating, awful memes come from Lincoln. he shuts the party down with his memes. It's like, okay, dude, you won. I cannot come back from that. So as far as that, he's the dude. He's the guy, and I love him for it. I think it's awesome. Because there would be a few times I would be like, should I? And this was early on in the meme game. I'm like, should I send this to Lincoln? Because nah, fuck it. And then he was like, oh, yeah, you want some, motherfucker? Here's some. Boom. I was like, oh, my bad. I didn't know it was like that. And so
I'm bringing the heat.
He does. If you are a blessed human being, you are in the meme circle of Lincoln. And but yes, but I call him Pugs or Lincoln, just depending on how much I've had to drink. You know? So if I'm sober, he's my buddy Lincoln. So
that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. So, well, we are here tonight. This is like one thing I almost feel like I don't have to introduce because it seems like everybody has watched this fucking show right now while in quarantine. But if you haven't, you're in for a ride. I think I binged it all in one night. I just couldn't stop watching. And it's nuts if you haven't watched it yet. I have to ask, was anybody aware of who Joe Exotic was before watching the show?
I was. And the only reason I knew of him is because of the last podcast on the left. They'd covered him in Side Stories. And, like, mm-hmm. So I heard the song My First Love beforehand. I'm like, oh, that's pretty good. So that kind of stuck with me, and then, like, the story was outlandish. They didn't do a deep dive like the docuseries did, but mm-hmm. I was familiar. So I was like, oh, shit, that's what that is. Fuck yeah, let's watch.
You know what? I won't come in awkward. I did not know who Joe Exotic was, but I was very aware who the motherfucker in Myrtle Beach was. I can't remember his name. Doc something, whatever.
Doc
Antler?
Yeah, because growing up, I went to Myrtle Beach, and I went to those shows at his spots, and I had no idea that he was, like, doing all kind of crazy shit just as a kid.
A sex cult leader?
Yeah, there is something we have to address, that there is some sort of sex law amongst the gods that if you breed tigers, you can have as much love action as you want. But I knew the guy in Myrtle Beach. The Myrtle Beach dude seemingly seemed legit when I was a kid growing up. We would go to the Tiger Adventure Zoo and, you know, one day and play golf one day. But so I kind of had met him before. But watching that documentary made me appreciate him on a whole nother level.
I think was probably he came off as the most, I don't want to say intelligent, but he had his shit together, I think, more than most of the other characters in this series.
He had his cold game to Titus. I'll go with that. But
yeah, there you go.
Here's how. If you haven't watched this show yet, I think I saw this in a meme. It's like you have a character who claims to be this character Scarface was based on, and you glaze over him in 5 minutes. That's how many good characters are in this show. You take that guy who brutally murdered a guy, admitted killing a guy, brutally chainsawing a guy to death, and we're just going to glaze over him and get right back to the action. He's like a C-card level wrestler on this show. That's how good the show is. That's how good it is.
I totally, yeah, shit, I already forgot about him myself, so, yeah.
Think about that. You could do a docuseries. I'm predicting it. There's a docuseries in the works for each one of those motherfuckers, each one of those characters, because if the card is that stacked where the guy who they based Scarface off of was getting glossed over, hey, I cut up a dude with a chainsaw, and back to the action. Sorry, y'all. Here we go.
You know what?
Boring.
I want, like, a story. I want like a surreal live Big Brother type thing where you just stick them all in a house.
Yeah. Stick them all in a tiger cage.
Right.
Survivor.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there we go.
I feel Chucky's going to get the boot first. Kind of.
Oh, you're hitting on my dude. What was his fucking name? Dude, oh, shit.
I sent Lincoln a text. I said, James. Dude, that scene where he came up on the water ski and fucking Donald Trump and Kenny Powers came up beside him, I would have walked outside naked and said, take me coronavirus now. It's never getting better than that. It's never, the dude. It's like, that was such the Kenny Powers, Donald Trump moment of the show. Like,
absolutely. Dude, and then they had Eye of the Tiger playing just the
perfect
beginning.
if they had an eagle busting out of a cannon in the background, or something, it would have been even better. That was, and again, that part would have carried a whole show, like Kenny Powers. This show, fuck it. Here's 12 seconds of it. You're right. 6 hours. That's how good it is.
Oh, it is. It is. This show blew my mind because I knew, particularly in Florida, that exotic animal trade was a thing, but I thought it was illegal. I did not realize that you could just buy a fucking tiger,
dude. Brother,
for 2000.
Let me interject. In the South, I'm currently in South Carolina, which is home field advantage here with that shit. They people raise those motherfuckers in their backyards legitimately and take them. They used to take them. There used to be an exotic animal auction. When I was a kid, again, I didn't know this was crazy. I thought it was just real life.
Right.
My grandfather would take me to the auction barn, and I would see tigers and peacocks and all these exotic animals that these rednecks would buy and take home, and they would have as pets. So there's a guy I know who's in the movie Nito Mosquito, which I made. That he played Leroy Smooth. He bought an alligator and set it loose on his property, and he said he hoped one day to find it and wrestle it. That's a true story.
Wow.
So the game of exotic animals is real life here in the South. They really do that shit like on a real level. Like you see that guy with the snow leopard and stuff. It's like that can't be real life. No, it's real life. It's probably up the street from where I'm at right now. There's probably a dude with like a tiger peacock trying to make babies right now.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Just a real thing. It when I saw it, it was not a surprise at all. Whether or not you agree with it or not, it really does happen.
Oh, wow. And it is technically legal, or is it? I mean, if I understood right on the show, it was you can't sell the cubs, so you like can only legally buy the full-grown tiger. It was a little confusing, the legalities of it.
I'm not sure of the legal. When I was a kid, it just was another thing that you
just
would,
a thing.
You just a thing. But I have no idea. In my head, I can't imagine when that guy was like, "Oh yeah, this is going to be like 15 feet and 6,000 pounds when it grows." Like, what do you say? Like 9 feet, 500, 900 pounds.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, who really can maintain an animal like that? Like, what are you doing? So I don't know if it's legal or not. But there's got to be some. There has to be some sort of legislature. But I don't think that people here give a fuck about that legislature. Yeah, they have so much land, they're like, if I want an alligator, I'm gonna go to the fucking auction and buy an alligator. Fuck you, and put them in my truck, and here I go. That's what happens.
Wow.
I love awesome. The South. I absolutely love the South.
and there's people here that raise animals. They have such a big property that truly just raise an animal. They have the animal trained. So it's – I don't know the legalities of it. But when I watch it, I'm like, none of this surprises me. Because I have people writing me going, is this real life? Does this really happen? And I'm like, yes, absolutely, it really happens. I have pictures of me as like a five-year-old holding baby cubs. At the mall, every fucking year would be those dudes. Not, I don't know about that guy, but that whole circus of people every year.
Wow. Oh, wow.
I also think that's why it didn't hit me hard, knowing you and knowing Wednesday and hearing some of the stories. I'm like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, dude, it's real life here. Wednesday and I grew up in the same area. He's the first person. When I woke up the day it came out, we didn't even talk about the coronavirus. He was like, dude, have you seen Tiger King yet? And I was like, no. He's like, dude, trust me. You know this guy 10 times over. And I was like, oh, I got to watch it. So I started it, and I don't think I quit watching it. I think I was like peeing in Gatorade bottles.
I can't leave.
I got it. It's just too good.
There was one meme I saw. It says, some of you have never seen The Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia, and it shows, and then it just had the tiger, Tiger King photo.
It's the truth, man. It's the truth. It's funny. It's West Virginia was like the country map of the coronavirus was like everywhere but West Virginia. And it was like, yeah, those motherfuckers, but you couldn't even penetrate the level of shit, crazy shit that those motherfuckers do in West Virginia.
But the
Appalachian crazy people, like, those people, they go out and have elephants. I swear to God, I'm not kidding. But it would be nothing for somebody to be like, oh, yeah, my cousin, he's got Ricky, he's got damn Bengal and the elephant, and you wouldn't believe him. You'd be like, oh, that's cool. Like, that's, you know. And so whenever I moved to Hollywood and lived in West Hollywood, I would talk to people, and they were like, that's not real life. I'm like, it is real life. Like, they would talk about just differences in culture. I'm like, well, fuck, where I'm from, motherfuckers got alligators. What you want? You know, right. It's a real
not
thing.
Just on set, they're at home.
Yeah. So Lincoln has had an inside view of a couple of Carolina knuckleheads who grew up amongst that stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy shit in the South. I can imagine Todd and Pugs, you probably don't realize. Not so much here in Atlanta, at least that I've seen, but when I was in West Virginia, like, there's crazy, crazy shit. I've never really heard of the exotic animal trade up there, but yeah, when I did one of my movies, they sent us to like this house like in the middle of the woods, because, you know, we could get like good looking guns for an action scene. And I won't even say what I saw there, except that I don't think any of it was legal.
Well, yeah. I've always been a fan of those campfires where everyone dressed in white. Those are pretty cool.
Oh, that's fucked up.
if that's fucked up for you, then you are not in Lincoln's real meme circle. Then I'm sorry. Then I apologize. Lincoln, that was Mississippi, not Georgia. Come on, man. Yeah. Tell your history.
My bad.
Come on. So
I have to ask. Is there anybody that you guys think on this show would qualify as a decent human being?
Define Randy decent.
I would say Randy Blythe meets Kurt Cobain, Eric Cowie. He was the coolest one. He was just like, what is it? How many wives does what's his ass have? I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
He looked like the dude from Alice in Chains, the guitar player. He looked like Jerry Cantrell. Yeah. And the dude without any legs, the guy who zipline dude. Or was he in on it? I couldn't remember. I couldn't
John
keep up
Rinke. Oh, and his fucking weird-ass car that he had that no one explained.
That's another one. We just did not feel the need to explain it. We have flossed on you for so long on this show. We have fucked with you for so long. We're not even going to explain this fucking ride this dude with a skeleton.
As a passenger.
We're not even going to tell you. Just let you figure it out. This is all you. But, and then he's like, I don't understand why they don't want to talk to me. And he had a shirt on and said, I hate people. It's like, yeah. Dude, I love that guy. So I agree. My vote is with Lincoln on that. I would say that dude is probably the best dude on the show.
Yeah.
I would say the hardest working is that one-armed lesbian. Dan, you're a fan, right?
Dude, I thought she was hot, to be honest. I'm just being honest.
You want another story, that's all.
More hot without the arms. I'm just being honest.
It makes it look bigger.
I thought that was... That one, like, I was choking. I think I was having, like, a monster, and I was just fucking choking when he's got her fucking arm ripped off, and she's sitting there, and he's like, I'll never recover financially from that.
Dude, before that, though, he dressed for the occasion. He has a jacket with the fucking Caduceus logo on the back.
He had the bomber jacket.
Yeah.
Like it with too. The fur on top.
Priorities.
Oh, yeah.
What? No.
All right, guys, sorry. We had a technical issue there, but you didn't miss much of anything.
It was that bitch, Carol Baskin.
That was that bitch, Carol Baskin.
We literally just brought her name up. I was going to say she controls the internet now. So she's going to own our podcast, too, Todd. You got to look out for that. But, yeah, so I think we left off on eBay prices. I know Todd already bought up the underwear, so
unfortunately they were out of my pay grade.
Ah. That's cool. Just leave some.
I figured toilet paper was more important right now.
Ah. You can use the underwear for that, dude. Just clean it and
You can't wash the king's underwear, man.
Yeah. No. No, you got to put that in a Ziploc bag and sell it. Are you kidding me? There's people out there. There's people that would pay good money for that.
Yeah, now, shit. Wow. Barbecue sauce. I mean, whoever bought that shit up can make a fortune. So we do have to talk about the most hated on the series, Carol Baskin. Holy shit. I think her husband might be the... Your current husband might be the dumbest on that fucking show.
He's the cuck of the century.
I swear I was about to say that. If you don't know what cuck means, it's that guy. That's just finish with that.
Dude, when he started serenading her about with that spring and rose song, I was about to throw up. That's coming up. I'm like, this bitch has got this dude wrapped around her finger. I think she took lessons from the doc on how to fucking control somebody, because that ain't normal.
Or you don't want to get fed to tigers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of, you don't use cologne or perfume. You use something like sardine oil.
That was awkward as shit.
Dude, she definitely killed that motherfucker. We all
absolutely.
She definitely killed that motherfucker.
And then the way she's like just laughing is like, oh, I could barely fit a hand in there. So you chopped him up tinier. Okay.
And if anybody out there does not know the term crazy eyes, just look at Carol Baskin.
Oh my God, yeah.
The crazy eyes were just gleaming. When they rolled up, they were like, she's dressed perfect for crazy person, crazy woman. You remember that scene? They're like, she's dressed perfect. Dude, she is crazy. Absolutely crazy. And to be honest, I don't think she's playing the role of the vigilante, you know, savior. I don't think she's any better than any of those guys. I think she's just as shitty as all of them. I think she just figured out a way to make it look better, you know.
Yeah, it's they all had their own rules of what they wanted the tiger community to be and be damned with anyone else's. Because she was the exact same as the rest. Mm-hmm. So she said she was doing it to protect him, but she still had him in cages and did the same shit.
No, her tigers looked old. Like, Joe's tigers looked like they were on steroids. Like, they were ready to rock. So, yeah, Carol Baskins can burn. I read on, TMZ or something, and the sheriff was like, yeah, we'll reopen it. Like, so many people are calling the sheriff going, reopen the case, that they're going to reopen the case into the missing dude, but how many years later is like it's probably her and the tiger that knows, you know.
Yeah.
She probably put that tiger down too, the one that actually did it.
Oh yeah, that tiger probably hit that meat grinder, you know.
That's how you get rid of evidence.
Yeah, there you go.
Damn.
And they wouldn't let them DNA test her meat grinder, right? She wouldn't let her kids DNA test it. So something's weird.
Did we lose him?
Yeah, we're having an issue with Dan. Dan, just hang up and call back in. It should say join now, so we'll just give him a second. So I don't know what's happening. So we're just gonna roll with it, and he can call. He can join back in. If he can figure out how to join back in. So wait, oh shit! Did he do it? Did you do it all on your own, Dan?
Well, yeah, it's one button. I'm not retarded, Todd.
Well.
Flight.
Okay.
Functioning.
Okay, yeah. So, I don't know what's going on with this today. I'm going to blame Carol, too. That bitch.
Mm-hmm. And Jeff Lowe. We got to talk Jeff Lowe before.
Oh, my God. Jeff Lowe is like the dude who got kicked out of the tap out auction.
Oh, my God.
For being too drunk. He got kicked out of the tap out sale auction when they were selling off the rest of their gear, and he's still rocking it. You know?
Do you think that new zoo is ever going to open with them?
No, I don't think anybody in that trade after this shit is going to be able to be cool. Imagine if you were taking cubs to a mall this coming up weekend, you'd be like, I might need to chill for a while on this. Because this show has definitely exposed the entire whole thing, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. I know Doc's Place was raided in December. It feels almost like Netflix needs to do an update show on this at some point.
They're totally doing a season two. As much as response as this got, yeah, you can bet your fucking ass.
but what I want to know is, did they plan? They didn't plan the timing, but were they sitting on this show for later and just said, "Fuck it, we're going to drop it now because everybody's at home."
Like, right?
Was this planned by them? Because if it was, I'm not even mad about it, to be honest with you. I'm like, that's genius.
I didn't see any advertisement for it because I found out after the show came out, and then like 2 days later, that's when I heard it was about Joe Exotic, and I was like, oh shit.
I got the push notice, and that was it.
Yeah, see, I woke up and Wednesday it texted me and said, dude, have you watched the show? So apparently he had gotten the thing. So yeah, I think Netflix knew they were sitting on like a gold mine and was waiting on like Christmas or a big holiday to release it. And thankfully for us all in the meme world, that like me, that
it's united the world.
That ass. I yeah, that Jeff Lowe guy's interesting to me. I'm not quite sure where all the money's coming from exactly, but
I think there is none. I think he had some at one point and lost it all.
Basically. Oh,
dude, the fucking hotel thing, though, like putting the tigers in the suits and bringing them up to pussy getting pussy. I'm like, that's a good line. I would be intrigued. I'd probably go up to see play with some fucking tigers in a fucking hotel suite. Sounds awesome. Yeah.
How many people are trying that now? I mean, goddamn. He looks like he has a good time, so gotta give him that.
Well, just because he's like a 15-year-old.
Yeah, he's like the dude I see at the whiskey whenever, like, suicidal tendencies is playing. It's like, dude, what are you doing? Like, you're still rocking the shit. Like, we get it, man. We get it. You're a fan, but man, chill out a little bit. You know. And what's funny is Lincoln knows exactly who I'm talking about. Whether he's met the guy, he's seen him at least.
I know who. Yeah. Let it go, bro.
I also, the one, I mean, I do totally obviously believe that Joe Exotic tried to have Carol killed. I can't really blame him. But who pays, and ex-con meth head $3,000 and expect
that he didn't like to begin with.
Yeah,
dude. And again, let me interject with my Southern port upbringing. $3,000 would get you a whole family killed in certain parts of the South. $3,000, like logically, there's people like the doc guys go, who would do that? There's people. There are people. Trust me when I tell you. Whether or not that makes you comfortable or not, there's people down in, and I lived in L.A. for a while. There's people in Watts, go to Crenshaw and Slauson area, and pull out $3,000. People will disappear. It's made people beating up Joe Exotic for only paying $3,000. There are people.
Well, I guess I should say maybe and expect it to be effective though.
Be surprised.
He probably had better options. He could have paid Chucky, maybe. I don't know.
But ask yourself this: get yourself the dude in who said he would do it for $3,000. You got him. Do you have him in your head?
Yeah.
Would he kill somebody for $3,000?
Probably. Yeah.
There you go. There you go. That dude, if I met that guy, I'd be like, he's going to do it. He would totally fucking do it. He's gonna take this money and go wipe this bitch out. This guy's going to do it. It wouldn't be like if a dude rolled in looking like John Wick and doing like somersaults out of a car and shit. I'd be like, nah, he ain't doing it for $3,000. That guy's not doing it for $3,000. But that dude on the show would have did it for 3 sardine sandwiches. I'm telling you, and a ride home. He would have been hot.
You drag me there, I'll do it.
I laughed so hard when they showed on his computer like that virtual map of her bike path, and now
he's like, oh, you can take her out from here. Yeah. What?
but explain to me. I got a little missing on the show. Joe said that Jeff put all that together. Is that right, or am I wrong on that?
Him and Jeff, Jeff and the hired hitman, they were the ones looking at the computer. Well, Joe Exotic was like a table away, like eyeballing. Oh, you guys are really doing this? Okay.
Like the meme where it's like half the eye going sideways. Yeah. Like, oh shit, this is really happening.
And it seems like the hitman just went to the titty club and had a good time.
And pussied out, like you said.
That's exactly what he goes, I guess I chickened out. Yeah, he chickened out, motherfucker. He knows it. That's his language to the people that are like that on his level, like, yeah, I took the money and party. Fuck y'all, motherfuckers. He took that money thinking he was going to do it, and he admitted what he did. He just stopped at the strip club and said, fuck it, and we're going to spend some money. And now he's like, I wouldn't kill her for $1 million. I'm like, you lying motherfucker. I wouldn't have done that shit for $1 million. I would have tried. I'd be like, you know, I tried really hard, dude, for like keeping that $100,000.
And I'm like yeah. I went there, Joe. Yeah. Oh, how about that fucking interview where he's in the tub? Whose idea was that shit?
Oh, my God. Lincoln, it's like somebody went into the darkest parts of our brain and made a TV show right in time for the end of the world.
I'm glad I got to see this before I died. I would have been really upset had I found out.
Dude, I'm telling you, that fucking jet ski scene, if Trump and Kenny Powers would have came out beside him, I would have been like, take me, Corona. I'm ready to go. I'm just fucking, I'm done with life.
I'm
marked out so hard over that. So, all right, let's talk about Joe Exotic's pizza. Who would eat Joe Exotic's pizza for free? For free, would you eat a piece? No, you know what? You know now.
When in Rome? Yeah.
I'm going to go with it. It's probably not the first time I've ate expired meat on a pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. I'm like, wait a minute. He's got a pizza. Of course he has a pizza fucking buffet.
We probably all have.
Didn't look bad.
No.
It's a horrible stereotype, but it was true. There was a Chinese buffet near asked me at one point.
Dan?
That got busted.
Dan goes. Care,
of course.
For cutting up roadkill. They did. The health department shut them down.
And is this asking. Is this a rumor you started?
It was in the newspaper, Todd.
That you wrote? Did you write right. the byline?
So you never know. If you don't, if it tastes good, it tastes good. You're probably fine.
Let me tell you, I was on tour in 2004 in Italy. And when you tour in Italy as an American band, they tell you straight up, right off the rip, the mafia is going to bootleg your shit and sell it outside in your face, and you can do nothing about it.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, okay. Well, yeah. Cool. And so the mafia
I'm in their house.
Apparently, at the end of the run, the mafia guy was so happy he took us to dinner, and I'm fairly certain I may have ate one of his enemies. So I'm not scared of Joe Exotic. I looked over at Wednesday. I'm like, I don't know what we're eating or who we're eating right now. But this guy likes us too much to be crazy.
There you go.
But the fact that he had a pizza place and he sold barbecue sauce and he had sex lube, it's like this guy was a flea market and a human being. He was a whole flea market by himself. If he had blue blocker sunglasses, I would have marked out. I would have been like, I gotta have them.
Oh, wow. How have we not talked about, God, I'm bad with names, but the guy that filmed all this shit.
Oh, your homeboy Kirk?
Yes.
Yeah, the guy that just got me too'd. And I can't think of his name.
Is it Rick Curran?
Yeah.
Rick Curran. Okay.
Oh, the guy in Norway?
He's in Norway now? The guy with the hat.
The guy that he was smoking, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he ran away to Norway. I don't know.
Oh, smart.
Yeah, apparently he got involved in some crazy shit, too.
Yeah. I was going to say, even...
He seems the type.
He got me too'd, I guess, by some news lady that he worked with or something.
Yeah.
But you're harassing online, Dan.
Yes. that angry white male rage.
I was just posting jokes.
You were just harassing people supporting.
Awesome,
I know. He's embracing the hate. It's fun to watch.
Todd, you flipped on him so fast. That was fucking hilarious.
How am I going to argue with that chick? See, you know where Dan fucked up. Because he kept bugging me. Oh, man, jump on this. Come on, you got to jump. All right, you want me on there, motherfucker.
Yeah, I was going to say, God damn it, Todd, you're my friend, and you're, like, making fun of me.
I was making fun of your hat, right?
Those are the ones that do it the most.
The hat's pretty fucking cool, Todd. Don't hate. It looked good on that guy, too. So, can you imagine the footage that was lost with what we got to see?
In that little Waco?
Yeah.
God. Dude, there's going to be Tiger King shit from here on till eternity. It's established itself as a brand as deep as Harry Potter at this point. There's so many subplots.
It's cool.
It's not just one dude. When it first came on, I was like, this is about the tiger dude, and I get it. No, that ain't nothing. We got the whole shit. We got layers upon layers. It makes Pulp Fiction look funny. It's crazy.
I love when Kirkham was talking about Joe's husband, and he's like, they banged every girl in this place.
He's like, I'm not gay, but a tiger's a tiger. Yeah, it's like some myth.
I love how Joe Exotic rationalized whether a person was straight or gay, even if he told him he was straight. Even if you said, I'm straight, he goes, well, in porno, do you like when the bigger things go in her or the little things go in her? Well, you might not be very straight then. Like, where did you come up with that bullshit hillbilly ass porno thing to convince these two guys that they're gay and neither guy was gay? I was like, what kind of bullshit mind trick do you have in your back pocket to equate gayness to porno? Because if
some
that's
rocks
the case,
and a yeah, pipe.
I'm like, dude, yeah, if that's the case, I'm all the way gone as far as I think it's crazy shit.
Right? Yeah.
That's the scale we're using. Because that video that showed the three of them in pink shirts, you're just like, those two dudes are straight as fuck. And I don't know what they're doing and why they're doing it. And they're brainwashed over tigers. And that one dude, it was like, you're getting a tattoo of a bull that did not even cover up the entire
tattoo. Oh, my God, I was dying.
Should we not address your teeth first? Should we not address them teeth a little bit before we start tattooing bulls that don't even cover? It's like, hey, tattooist, bright side, motherfucker, make it twice as big so it covers the whole. It's a cover-up. What are you doing leaving the edges out?
You know, he probably couldn't afford the whole thing. It's like, well, stretch it out.
Well, fuck you, Netflix producers, because, you know what, never mind. If you're a Netflix producer and you arrange that, you are a gangster in my book. If you wouldn't that, like, don't really cover it up. Don't really cover up the whole thing. Just cover up a little bit of it.
Can we not talk about Joshua and the greatest coworker moment ever?
Oh shit! Yeah, when the coworker shows you something that blows your mind.
Exactly.
Oh god!
I love that they just let the footage sit there. So you're like,
yes. At first, my jaw dropped, and then I started laughing. I had to rewind it like three times. I'm like, no, this motherfucker did not just blow him. Oh, and. Oh, was it one bullet can't? It needs a clip to fire.
Right.
No, it don't.
Oh god! And you knew it was coming, just like from right field. You saw it all the way coming. You're like, he's about to fucking shoot himself. It's about to happen, and here it happened. Because this angle would not really be here. It's like, here it comes, bang! And he's like, oh, yep. All right, here we go. Another part of the story that got about 2 minutes of airtime in the six-hour special. That tells you how crazy this fucking story is.
And the funeral. This motherfucker is talking about his balls on his face in front of the fucking mom.
The golden
just
nuggets.
Lost her son. The golden nuggets, yeah. And then he starts to sing. It's wild.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That's right. What's his name? Dustin was the latest one, right? Dylan. There you go.
Yeah, sounds right. Oh, I think Dan's dipped out again, unfortunately. Dan? Okay. Pugs, you still there? Everyone else still here?
I'm here.
Okay, yeah, just keep going. I don't. Well, maybe Dan's back, but Dan's Jesus.
I'm back. You hear me now?
Yes, we hear you now. I don't know what's going on with this thing today, but
it's cool. It'll cut
this is down. About our level of professionalism, so I'm cool with it.
All right. Yeah, I was just gonna say, there's a meme of him with his like hands on his face after the suicide, and then it's got Macaulay Culkin from Home Alone.
Oh god,
doing the same thing. I've never seen more volume of memes. I mean, there's more Tiger King memes than there are Trump memes right now.
Oh, lots of free time.
Yeah,
I was gonna say lots of free time and anger, just rage building.
Yeah, between the virus and Tiger King, the meme game made a comeback that nobody saw coming. Nobody saw that coming back, because the meme game had gotten a little bit weak for a while, to be honest with you. It was like, we've seen everything. It's like, nope, we have a whole new batch of shit now.
Hold my beer.
Oh, man. Yeah, it is. Bonkers, guys, if you have not watched this yet. I'm so glad I did. I only vaguely heard of him when he was doing his political campaign, which, honestly, there was a lot of fucking people that voted for him.
I would have voted for him. I would vote for him. Yeah, I'd vote for him now.
Dude, he's the guy. Entertainment quality, fuck. He gets my vote. God. Dude, I was ready to watch more footage from him from jail with brown hair. I was ready to watch that.
Yeah. What's he doing in this? He's got to be fabulous in there. He's got to be the talk of the town. Talk of the cell block.
Yeah. Yeah, he's probably living better than you would expect. I don't know, though. Is that 50-50 like a king? Or is he getting the shit beat out of him?
No, dude, he was able to talk straight men into being gay by equating big dick porn to little dick porn. What he's doing in a prison, he's probably making fucking David Blaine look like a fucking amateur right now. He's probably running that cell block. I'm telling you, that guy has magic. I watched that show like it was my job for 6 straight hours. He's got that whole prison locked down, I promise you. He's the fucking prison king. He's talking shit, but he's running the show in that camp.
Well, I know that the producer, or the directors actually, the pair of directors, they still keep in contact with Joe, and he's like super excited about this whole new wave of fame.
He must be.
Apparently,
I would expect nothing less.
Apparently, you can't talk to him without him bringing it up.
And I feel like he might get out on appeal. I'm not a lawyer, but it does seem like it's a very problematic...
Dude, imagine how much he's going to mark out when the first bag of fan mail comes in.
Oh, my God.
He's going to mark out so hard.
Okay. I saw someone online, like, how can I add money to his commissary? Yeah, I would like to do that, too.
It's going to blow up.
He said he's getting girls' panties. He doesn't know why, but naked pictures.
Put them on.
You know what? If they're sending him naked pictures, that's fine, because he can trade them to the other guys.
Yeah,
some titties for smokes.
Yeah. Oh, man. I just hope he doesn't do the full sentence.
He got 22 years. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Did she die? He went out like the Limp Bizkit song "Rolling." He was rolling on everybody. He was like, "Let's take them all down. If we're gonna take one of them down, motherfuckers, let's get them all." And you see, like rated. It's like he shut that shit down. It's gonna be tough. And that if you in that business, it's gonna be a little bit tough for you right now. I'm sorry, but yeah. He went out. So I hope in exchange for what he did. Whether you agree with it or not, I hope that his sentence, after the attention it's going to get, I hope it gets reduced to time served. The guy's got to be back out in the public. He has a use in society. It's something. Dude, yeah. Even if it's nothing for entertainment during the world end of the world, he has a purpose.
Well, let's just hope this prison is coronavirus free, because the world will mourn if we lose.
Oh my God, that would be the end of the fucking world.
That would be the heel turn of the universe. Right there.
You've gone too far, universe.
You have gone too fucking far, dude. Why do you give us such a gift and then just take it away?
And we have not talked about the fact, speaking of heel turns, that he was that he commentated for wrestling and they had wrestling events on his property or in the
Because he is the greatest human being of all time.
Did you know that real story that he was a sheriff in Texas when he was 19?
No.
Oh, no. Yes. True story. If somebody else is lying, they're fucking lying. But I read the shit today.
There's a lot. Didn't he have an ex-husband that's in jail for murder?
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of shit out there that I feel like
who's probably straight who got convinced to be gay with this story about porno.
Yeah, no, there's got to be a live action movie, and I don't know who the fuck plays him, but it needs to happen like now, because I want
Danny McBride or die.
Dude, it's almost like Danny McBride Oscar role. You know when they come along, it's like when Jamie Foxx first read the script for Ray Stevens, he was like, here's my Oscar role. If Danny McBride ever had an Oscar role, it was fucking Tiger King. It's right here for you, buddy. If you don't take it, you're missing the boat, because this is your fucking moment.
I was going to say that, or maybe Sam Rockwell. But God damn it.
That's pretty good, too.
Yeah. Actually, that's a call. I wouldn't be upset with that. Either one of those guys.
Yeah. Oh, man. What haven't we covered on this crazy ass show?
We got hours and hours upon stuff we could cover, but
Well, no. Do you think individually? Did Joe Exotic burn his own barn down and took the alligators out first? Did he do that himself, or was there a narcissist? Because that motherfucker walking like Bigfoot in that footage looked like Joe Exotic to me. It looked like he filmed himself.
More likely than not, I think it probably was him, or it was somebody that they paid on the inside to do it. Because I can't imagine somebody from Carol's camp would have the balls to go in there, knowing the guns those guys have, to try something like that. So I think it was either him, or maybe they got to somebody on the inside. Maybe it was Toothless, possibly. I don't know.
I think the alligators and crocodilians were an accident. I don't think they were intended. I do think the Waco situation, I do think he did it. But I'm okay with it.
Yeah, you're almost okay with anything that guy does. It's like here he is in a shot. Let me ask you this conspiracy theory. He's not singing in any of the music videos. He's lip singing to another band he commissioned to write this
song.
I don't believe
that.
Does anybody have Google in front? If you have Google in front of you, look it up. Look it up. He's not actually singing, which makes him more of a legend, in my opinion.
That beautiful voice is not coming from. I find it so hard to believe.
Dude, I remember watching it and be like, "What the fuck? You can sing too, dude? What the hell?" Dude, how much of a legend would he be if he paid a band to do the shit and he took it and just made music videos with it? But I
was it you, Ryan? Was it you, or did you sign an NDA and you can't say?
I mean, maybe. I might have got a call. All right, boys, I want y'all to sing a song called "Here, Kitty King," about feeding your husband to your alligators. Here we go. All right. NG. And he did the music video like he's the star of the show on top of the truck with the fucking sun and the cowboy hat and shit. That would be so epic. I would
that
like
Garth
it even
Brooks
more.
Moment.
Yeah, I would like it even more if it was not him in real life. So if you have Google, will you please look that up real quick to see if there's an allegation at least?
Oh, no, it's not him.
Yeah.
Oh, it is not him.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, that I love it. I got to have that record even more now. Who would be like, all right, guys, I'm going to do this music video and I'm going to pretend to sing over top of your song?
Someone who likes meth and maybe gay porn. Like,
he's a magician because he made me want to watch the rest of it. I was mad when they cut the motherfucking video off. I'm like, hey, motherfucker, I was watching that.
You're
not watching that Netflix. Keep it rolling. I want to see the rest of the music video.
I
feel cheated out of Here, Kitty, Kitty, the music
video. I paused and watched it on YouTube, I'll be honest.
Absolutely.
I watched it after, but I was upset in that moment.
All I know, the only thing that would make this story greater is if he made his own Dolomite-esque film.
Oh, my God.
Dude, it's fucking Tim Roth directed it because he wants to be Quentin Tarantino anyway. Get him to direct it, right? Because it would have the Tarantino qualities that we love that Tarantino forgot about. But he would bring it to life. Who would star in... We already talked about Danny McBride. We talked about those obvious people. Curveball. Who would play? Let me rephrase this question. If you get to pick one character to have an offshoot of right now, not the Tiger King himself, Joe Exotic, but another character, who would you pick? Lincoln, you go first.
I'll go with Carol Baskin, Melissa McCarthy.
Oh. So fucking good.
God, I don't know if she could portray the evil in those fucking eyes, though, dude.
Or maybe Kathy Bates.
I was going to say Kathy Bates has the evil eyes.
Kathy Bates would nail it. That's it. Kathy Bates. All right. Next.
I got to do one, and it's already been out there, but it's too perfect not to go with. That's Haley Joel Osment as the Chucky guy.
That's a great lineup. All right, next.
Oh, Jack Black is Doc.
Oh, yeah.
That would be hot. Dude, I'm going to go with the curveball where we bring the guy who's not an actor to be an actor because he was born to play this role. Whoever the motherfucker from Good Charlotte that looks like Jeff, whoever that guy is, you know who I'm talking about, right? Who am I talking about, Lincoln?
I don't know his name, but I know exactly.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
That's the guy. I want him to come out of whatever he's doing. The lifestyles and the rich and the famous playing the festival circuit somewhere. Get out of and being the actor you were meant to be and play the role of a lifetime.
You know, you know, I also now want this directed by Fred Durst instead.
Oh.
and I want Joe to play himself.
Oh, dude.
That would be amazing. Oh, the dude who watches the guy kill himself, Rainn Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh shit.
And if you get John Krasinski to be the other guy, you get the whole Office thing going.
I actually predict, as crazy as some of this sounds, that we will get a movie of this. Netflix is insane.
Oh no, let me tell you something. I've worked in the entertainment industry for a really long time, for 20 plus years. They've already lined up Tiger King motherfucking up your ass Tiger King t-shirts, and the whole shit is going to hit Walmart as soon as they open up after coronavirus. I promise you. I promise you. If you think I'm lying, remember this phrase, get her done. You don't think that shit got it? I'm telling you, that shit's going to hit like the fucking, it's going to hit like a wave you haven't seen. So you're going to get Tiger King everything at some point. I promise you.
Pop vinyls. I need them.
Yeah, that's happening.
You have the one husband with the like exit wound variant version.
Oh, I'll say the lesbian one comes pre Tiger Attack. The other one is.
What if, or we could have the chick with the removable arm. It'd be hot. I would be. I buy that.
Okay. No legs, with legs.
Oh. With the I Hate People shirt on, with that, with the car you upgrade.
You can get the 4-pack with Joe and his husbands.
But no, get this. Hey, Lincoln, how hot would it be if fucking you get the dude with no legs in his fucking purple car with the skeleton? I would legit mark out and buy that right now.
Absolutely.
I would legit mark out and buy that right now. I'm not kidding. I would do it. If you sent me that link, Lincoln sent me the link to the I Was Not There WrestleMania shirt. I was like, I'm marking that. I would. If anybody out there hears this and you hear about Tiger King action figures, please send me the link.
Everybody from this could be a fucking millionaire right now just through the convention circuit if there were conventions to throw.
Yep. You are absolutely correct. They better go to Comic-Con, or that I think they should got pushed. But whenever the next con is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go start slanging shit.
Photo ops could be a thing of the past.
Dude, I think tiger cutout.
Dude, I think Jerry Cantrell makes the surprise comeback as a fucking sex symbol. Somebody's going to get him a teeth job, fix him up, and be like, dude, you're the new Fabio, dude.
Oh, he already... There,
have you ever walked a tiger? Yeah. Have you ever done that? He was into it.
Oh, yeah, but that dude fixed his teeth, and he's married to that junkie chick that was the receptionist.
Yeah.
So she's probably paying his bills.
Hell yes. Living like the king he is. Love it.
Is there anybody on the show that you think hasn't actually fucked one of those tigers? Because I'm going to say no.
And that's where Dan's brain goes.
Dude, I'm going to go no. I Joe Exotic, for sure, has one of those animals. I don't know which one it was. Did you see him talk about his chimpanzees? He was like, he's touching their hands. He was like, I would not let them be chimpanzees. Yeah. Maybe I did that. All right, I did that. It's just like, dude, I think you're with that magic trick about porn. I think you tried that on them chimpanzees, and that's why they're fucking all loving on each other at this point. Like, whatever magic trick that was, it works on even fucking crazy animals. I'm telling you that you guys laugh, but I'm telling you from here on out, you're going to be like, he really did convince, and we know about an ex-husband who killed people, so there's three dudes, straight dudes. He really did convince straight dudes that they watching big dick porn made them a gay dude. And he married them. You're going to think that when we hang out, you're like, he really did that. Like, he does have some kind of mystical wizardry powers about him.
Oh, man. Yeah, Netflix, this was the show of the year. I mean, with all that's going on right now, man, wasn't thinking about the virus at all while I watched it.
Just, yeah, it was a good escape.
It was.
100%.
It's funny because most of their docu-series have been 3 hours or three episodes. So when Pug's like, oh, it's 7, I was like, I don't know. Then I watched the first episode and didn't stop.
Yeah, you were one night.
I almost did it in one sitting, but I started it late on a Friday. So I got to see the first two, and I was like, fuck me, I cannot keep my eyes open, and this deserves all my attention. But the first thing I did in the morning, I got a cup of coffee watching this shit.
I think you watched it the day it came out, because it got released last Friday.
Okay, well then, yeah. I thought it was out a little longer. It was a Saturday I started.
Maybe, because I got the push notice when it debuted, and I was like, Tiger King, and I was like, oh, I'll look at it later, and I never did. Then you were like, oh, have you guys... Yeah, then you brought it up.
There was a lot all at once. There's been like 3 comedy specials, Tom Segura, Bert Kreischer. And,
Chris D'Elia has one this Tuesday.
Hey, Lincoln, do you remember Bert doing that bit about the coffee place? Have you seen that special yet?
Hell yeah, I do. We saw it at the Comedy Store when we went to go to Legion of Skanks. Yeah.
he did that whole bit, and I was like, this is gold, and it's like right into it.
Yeah. Have you seen the Tom Segura one yet?
No. Is it good?
Oh, it's great. Yeah. You need to watch it.
I'll watch it tonight. That's a great recommendation. Here's the question, if you guys want to bring it down, bring the energy down a little bit, and maybe cruise on out. What do you pivot off of this into as a television watcher? You've been served this amount of greatness in a series. What do you pivot into and watch at this point? How does something new pique your interest right now?
It's tough. I will say, assuming people have Netflix, watch The Confession Killer about Henry Lee Lucas. That one's also pretty mind-blowing at how stupid cops can be.
I will check that out. Yeah. I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Not as funny, but yeah.
Nowhere near.
And this Sunday we have, what is it? Oh, geez, I forgot the long title.
The Atlanta Child Murders on HBO.
Yeah.
Some light watch.
Well, if you want something light, this Friday, Future Man Season 3 goes up on Hulu. So.
Yes. Ah, I love Future Man.
Well, I will make a recommendation I thought was awesome was Dark Side of the Ring Part 2.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we did an episode on it.
Yeah.
Did you do an episode on it? I legit wanted to write down every piece of knowledge I knew and wanted to send it to that dude's kid because I felt so bad for him. I was like, dude, I don't know what I could do for you, but damn, dude, that's like, that was rough.
Yeah.
But, it's funny because I had a few friends, notice I said had, but during the back in the day who legitimately refused to admit that Chris Benoit did that. And watching that special, it's like, no, he really did do that shit. Like, there's no doubt he did that shit. But so that would be my recommendation is if you're bouncing off of Tiger King, you're into wrestling.
If you're not, that documentary is so good. I mean, if you're into true crime stuff, that, will scratch that itch too. And right now, both parts are free on YouTube, so.
Yeah. And there were a few bits that I did not know about the Chris Benoit case in there. There were some things that I forgot, but that was, yeah. I feel so bad. Do you think any chance for that kid in the wrestling business, though? 'Cause
no.
You know what? Before that documentary, no. But after, on the indie circuit, yeah, Vince McMahon won't touch him. But yeah. Goddamn, I bet AEW would take
See,
a chance.
I'm telling you right now, he's going to join the inner circle.
I'm telling you that won't happen just because they still have to deal with corporate America.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing.
All they got to do is put a mask on him, call him Black Pegasus Jr. We all know, but casual viewers don't.
This is Ted Turner. This company AEW is backed by a billionaire oil guy, so they don't give a fuck about sponsorship. So they would be the company that would bring him in as a complete heel, or if it would make sense. But I don't think the WWE would touch him.
No, absolutely not.
I don't think
that so. Would be hilarious. Like, he comes in and he just murders Renee Young,
and then everyone says Ambrose did it for years.
Oh, dude! Oh, wow!
Book it.
Have Kevin Sullivan make a fucking comeback. Nobody saw coming. Yes.
He walks him down. He feuds with Jake the Snake and what's his ass?
Well, if it happens in AEW, you already got the manager. He's managed by Kevin Sullivan.
Yeah,
Kevin yes. Sullivan with the manager, dude. I would mark out. So I would instantly be like, fuck everything else. This is the new NWO Attitude Era, right?
WWE is done. Yeah. War is won.
This is the new Attitude Era. We've been waiting. Here it is, right here. They're fucking going for it. I really do, to be honest with you. I hope that kid, if he's into that wrestling, I hope he gets a shot, because nobody can say the guy ended up being a maniac. You could argue whether it was CTE, whether it was just he was a maniac, whether he was grieving. No matter what, if the kid looked up to his dad and wanted to be a wrestler, somebody should give the kid a shot, yeah. I think. Because his dad was so great. No matter what, nobody could take away the fact that the guy was an amazing wrestler.
He was.
Mm-hmm. Japan, I don't think it would matter at all. Assuming he's good enough to go to Japan, but
dude in Japan, I just got back from Japan. They would have motherfuckers show up marked out in costumes of the family dying. That's how much they would mark out. I'm telling you, they don't have any couth about it. They're like, they think everything's a work. They're like. They'd be like, oh, no, it's like, no, this is real life. They'd be like, no. Am I saying that right, Lincoln? Everything's a work? Like, they think everything's fake. Okay. Yeah. I have to check my wrestling grammar, but they think everything's a work.
I'm just waiting for him to hit that diving headbutt.
Yeah, that's maybe when he wants to let go.
Well, my apologies for bringing down the conversation. We had such a great conversation. So are we talking more? Are we wrapping up? Because I know we have a special dedication at the end.
I think we're ready to wrap before we shoot the dedication. Anyone got anything to plug, want to say?
I'm good.
Well, as always, fleshwoundfeatures.com. Check out the Flesh Wound Dan eBay. And, you guys know where to find us.
We got four more shows this week, I think. The quarantine. Well, we have KFWF.
The quiz.
We have R2. And we got to decide if we're going to do that TMNT one, because Ozzy said he's down.
Oh, fuck yeah. Okay.
Cool. Well, thank you guys for having me on. My name's Rayan Belcher. It's hard to spell, but these guys will put it in the description if you want to find me. I'm online. I've been in a few musical projects and I've done a few film things that you might recognize. And talking about the Tiger King has been a delightful experience. So thanks, guys, for having me on.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming,
man.
Yeah.
And with that said, I think we would like, as a unit, pun intended, right?
As a unit, a big unit.
Yeah. As a, if you like big units, you probably gay. We would like to send out this dedication to that bitch Carol.
Yes.
Here's Bourbon Crow, the band that I'm in with Wednesday 13, and the song's called "You Have No Friends." Because you're a piece of shit. This is for you, Carol.
I've always been a good man. I've always tried my best. Never wished any harm. Never wished any death. But you have changed me. It's a brand new day. Well, I hope you perish in every single way. Because you're a disaster. You make me sick. Hell, you make a winner. You wanna quit? Nobody likes you. Just get a grip. You have no friends, 'cause you're a piece of shit. Well, I hope you take a shot of bleach and you play loud in the street. And if you're on fire, don't look my way. I'll be carrying the gasoline. 'Cause you're a disaster. You make me sick. Hell, you make a winner. You don't wanna quit. Nobody likes you. Just get a grip. You have no friends, 'cause you're a piece of shit. Sick. Hell, you make a winner, even wanna quit. Nobody likes you, just get a grip. You have no friends, 'cause you're a piece of shit. 'Cause you're a disaster, you make me sick. Hell, you make a winner, even wanna quit. Nobody likes you, just get a grip. You have no friends, 'cause you're a piece of shit. You have no friends, 'cause you're a piece of shit. You have no friends, 'cause you're a piece of shit.